Blog Talk Radio.
Take all of me.
Everything I am, everything I have is yours. I yield to you. I surrender to you. I give my life to you. Everything I am is yours. Everything I have is yours. I'm yours. I don't hold back anything. I don't hold back anything. Everything I have, everything I am yours. I'm yours. My dreams are yours. My future is yours. My possession, yours. My family, yours. My finances, yours. My talent, my gifts are yours. My whole body belongs to you. My agenda is yours. Everything I have, everything I am, 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 everything I have, everything I am. It's yours. Yours, yours, everything I am, yours. All I want is your presence. All I want is your presence. Everything I have is yours. All I want is your presence, Jesus. I just want your glory. I just want your presence in my life. I don't care about anything else. You can do with me as you please. I am yours. Oh, Lord, I am yours. I am yours.
Praise God. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Nobody but you. Nobody can do me like you. Thank you, Jesus. Good praise. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Praise is what we do. Amen. Praise is what we do. We got to praise God. Praise is what we do. We were born to be praised. We were born to praise Him. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Praise is what we do. Thank you. Thank you. Yes, so thank you.
I will praise you.
216-538-0432. We
are in praise and worship, if you can't tell it. That's what we're here today. We're here to praise and worship God. Thank you, Jesus. First lady, go ahead. Tell the whole heart. Thank you. Yes, thank you.
Lord, we thank you for watching over us.
Yes,
thank you
for
keeping us in our
yes,
right
yes,
mind.
Yes, yes,
thank
yes.
Thank you for our
faith. Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Lord, we truly look over those
yes, yes,
the Lord,
yes, yes,
touch
yes,
Lord.
That's
your
right.
Body,
yes,
touch
Lord.
Mind.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, Jesus,
in the name of Jesus.
Your people, they need you in this day.
Yes,
Lord, we ask you to do these things in your name so that people may do your will
yes,
and know your wonderful work.
Yes,
Lord, we truly thank you as we go before you today, Lord. We go before you with the word so people out there in radio land can hear and can be delivered and can be saved and healed. Lord, we truly thank you. We ask you that you open up the minds and hearts of people today, Lord Jesus. We ask you that you continue to look over us and bless us, Lord Jesus.
Yeah.
We ask these things for your name, Lord, for your will.
Yes, yes, thank you,
Lord.
Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Welcome. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, so far. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. We're thanking you right now. Oh, Lord, as I go before you right now, Lord, I am your humble servant. Lord, speak your word. Send on your anointing, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lord, you know what we need. Send it on, Lord. Send on your power, Lord. Feed your people, Lord. Hey, Lord, shake the bomb. Shake the bomb. Shake the bomb. Psalms 156. My topic for today, I know we're teaching people at POCC to bring out the notebook so they can go back and read the word for themselves. My topic for today, and we heard the psalm praise. Praise is what we do. Can you say it with me? Praise is what we do. Amen. That's what we do. Amen. I don't know what you're doing out there in radio land, but praise is what we do. Amen. I don't know if you've reached that point in your life where you have realized that this is why you were created. You were created what? To not praise man. You were not created to praise and lift up yourself. You were created to praise a great and powerful God. Thank you, Jesus. We want you to understand what it's all about. When we have praise and worship, we're not just here just to see who came out to do what, who came out to look at what. We come here for no other purpose but to praise God. No other purpose but to worship him. No other purpose but to lift up the name Jesus. No other purpose. Because we're here in the soul-saving business. Amen. We're here because we want people to be delivered. We're here because we want people to be set free, baptized, filled with the presence of the Holy Spirit. Yes, Lord. We want people to realize that Jesus is the answer. It says, I'm going to read something for you. Praise defined. It says, it is the act of praising or approval or administrating, admiring, commendation, you know, into of grateful homage in words and songs. Praise to God. And worship defines the word is to render religious reverence and homage as to a deity, to attend a service or divine worship. A service of divine worship is to feel an adoring of reverence or regard. According to dictionary.reference.com. So you know when you come and praise and worship, it is the act of offering a grateful homage. It is the act of singing songs. It is the act of, you know, coming together and putting your hands together and you're patting your feet. God gave you feet. You know what? You can give some praise with your feet. Amen. Because I tell you what, if you don't appreciate those feet, you can go out there and see somebody who don't have feet, wish they had some feet to stump, wish they had some feet to stand up and rejoice. You got to use what God gave you, amen? The word for praise in Hebrew is Yahweh. He come to do something. Yada. Amen. If you can say it with me, think about that. Yada. I come to Yada God. I come to Yada Jesus. I come to Yada the Holy Spirit. Hey, I come to what? Give God praise. Yada. You know, some of us think that we hear some of those Hebrew words that people are speaking in tongues. No, you got to know what to do. Explain to you, heard it said in other languages. Amen. We can yada all day long. Don't hear me. You got to understand the words to pray. He come to praise him. The covenant he's given us in Psalms, there was not just something this stated, it was a command to us. It didn't tell you, don't just do it because it's a commandment. And it talks about you, me, everybody. Amen. Let's understand what this message is saying, reader.
That everything that has breath, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Did it say some things, saints?
Everything.
Everything that has breath. It did not exclude animals. It said, let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Amen. Thanks. Let me tell you something. If you don't praise him, look out there, because when the birds get up in the morning, you can hear them chirping and praising their God. Amen. When the squirrels are out doing whatever they're doing, you can hear them, see them, what? Praising their God. Everything that has breath has some kind of way to communicate. Amen. The scientists have heard whales communicating. If they have breath, they're able to praise God. Amen. I'm going to tell you something now. We have a pet turtle now. You know what? I know my turtle can get around, but you know, however he praises God, if however he praises God, amen. I haven't heard him praise God, but that doesn't mean that it's that everything that has breath praise God. So in some kind of way, that turtle must be praising God, amen. Because it said everything that has breath. Hey, my turtle can breathe, so I know. Think about the animals that don't even have the brain that you have. They are created what? To praise God. So if the animals on this earth can praise God, how much more is it for you to praise God that have a conscious mind that knows right from wrong, that can choose yea or nay? How much more is it for you to praise the Creator? Amen? So I want you to know, when we come in and we say, praise the Lord, we're not just doing it out of us just to be doing it because we have heard someone have said it. We're saying, praise the Lord, because the commandment of God has said, let everything that has breath praise the Lord. I want you to know, praising the Lord don't mean that I'm going to say praise him only when I feel right. I'm not going to praise him when just everything's going my way. Praise ye the Lord. It had no preconditions to it. It didn't say praise him when you want to praise him. It said let everything that have breath praise the Lord in the morning time. Praise the Lord in the noonday. Praise the Lord late at night. Praise the Lord. It's a simple commandment. Got to do is through the praise. Thank you, Jesus. If you pray for me, I won't be before you long, if the Lord said the same. I want you to understand this thing you ought to know. If you don't praise him, I want you to know there's somebody in your place. There's something in your place that will praise God. If you come to worship service and you're sitting like a bump on a log, I want you to know somebody in that place came to praise God. When you're at home, you may think you're all by yourself, but God got somebody all in houses everywhere that are praising the name of Jesus. I want you to know you're not on by yourself. You've got to praise him no matter how you feel. You've got to praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Now, I want you to know something. I want you to try something. If you've ever been burning down, you just can't seem to get out in the path. I dare you to come to the Lord. I dare you to come to the place of worship and just begin to praise and magnify God. I dare you to come and let go and let God have your way. I'm going to tell you, if you praise God, the burdens will be lifted. If you praise God, you'll be renewed in your strength. If you praise God, he'll solve that problem. If you praise God, he'll work it out for you. But you've got to come in and let go and let God have his way. Get into the praise, because when the praises go up, the blessings from God come down. You're missing out on your blessing when you sit there and don't praise him. But I want you to know, you can be sick in your body, but sometimes you just need to praise God, and you can get healing. It's all in the praise. It's all in the praise. I want you to feel when he already has attacked you with all kinds of things. Everything is a hindrance, but yet you come out and you praise God. Oh, bless his name. He can't understand how you can still praise God when he's taking you through. But I dare you to try Jesus and praise his name. Oh, bless his name. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, glory to God. Because I want you to know that something happens when you forget about yourself. Something happens when you get in that spirit and begin to praise God. You go to another place. You forget about yourself. You forget about the person next to you. And you get in that spirit where God can use you. Try Jesus. Try praising him. Try giving him the glory. Try magnifying your name, his name. I want you to know that Jesus is whatever you need in him. Try lifting him up. Try praising him. Glory to God about him. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I want you to know, that when you come in, it's the job of the enemy to bring things to your mind. When you're sitting in service, this is going on. Gonna do all your troubles. You come in with those doubts. The devil will bring those to your mind when you're trying to worship God. But get into the service, get into the praise. Start rebuking that devil by your praise. The more he talks, the more you praise. The more you praise, the more you get lifted. The more you praise, the more you'll be strengthened. The more you praise, the better you feel. Praise your creator. Give him some yada. Praise your maker. Give him some yada. To praise. Thank you, Jesus. You will pray, you will pray, you have a choice. God gave you a choice. You can have a free will mind, and yet still he allowed for you to praise him. He gave you a free will mind because one day you're going to see him face to face. If you don't praise him down here, you don't acknowledge him down here, you won't get to the place where every day they say it like Sunday, where every day they're praising God, where everything is hallelujah. You won't be able to get to the place where the streets made of gold because you didn't serve God while you were down here. I want you to know, in this world we live in, all you hear is death and destruction. All you hear is blood in the land. All you hear is killing and killing. But I want you to know, you got something to praise God for, because you're still alive. You had another chance to say, Lord, forgive me of my sins. You had another chance to get it right with God. We don't know where death is, but praise the Lord. I come to jump for joy when the Spirit of the Lord hits me. Because when the Spirit of the Lord is, I'm all the praises. I don't want to be like David. I'm so doubt no more. I'll praise him. I'll praise him. But praise him for you. Don't fail. Praise. My message to you is no matter what state you're in, you got to praise him anyhow. Him anyhow. If you even can't open your mouth and if you can't praise him no other way, wave your hand because God understands what's going on. If you can't wave your hand at your God understands what's going on. Hey, can't do any of those things. You're going to blink. It means that you're praising her. If they can't move your body, but you are in your right mind, you're going to praise her. Subconscious. You have a chance. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. God, thank you, thank you, thank you. Praise God. He's the devil that wants to keep you from praising him. Want to keep you burdened. Want to keep you worried. But oh, God said, praise him. God said, praise him. It's all about the praise. You want to get delivered. Stop bringing those burdens and taking them back home. Try giving God some praise. Say yes to your deliverance. Say yes to your healing. Say yes, Lord, to having your way. Say yes, Lord, to your will being. Try saying yes to Jesus. Try saying, for my nation, the portion. Start saying yes. Start going there. And then praising him. Speaking into existence. Lord, you are my healer. I know I'm healed. Thank you for my healing. Thank you for my deliverance. Thank you, Jesus. Speaking into existence. Whatever's going through your life. Speak it into existence, then begin to praise God, because faith, your faith, according to your faith, according to your faith, things happen. Speak it into existence, and then believe it, trust and believe, and then praise him for it. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. The joy of the Lord is my strength, and my what? My salvation. Now, the other part of that, whom shall I fear? Now, think about that. The joy of the Lord is my what? My strength and my salvation. Now, when you got that, you got what you need to fight. Amen? It said, whom shall I fear? That includes the devil and hell himself. I got joy, and when I have joy, unspeakable joy, and when I'm praising God in the midst of it, the devil don't understand. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. I got something that the devil don't even know what's going on. Joy. Unspeakable joy. Hey, Kado. Hey. Thank you. So if you have joy down on the inside, it ought to bubble up on the outside sometime. Amen. Somebody ought to see you with some joy. Because if you don't ever have any joy in praising God, who wants what you have? Why would the world want you? Because what you have, you always saw a face. Why would the world want that? Amen? If you truly saved and God has given you joy, unspeakable joy, joy in your salvation, hey, then you ought to show some what? Signs. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. It come, blah, blah, blah. You ought to be able to have joy. You know what? Your smile on your face ought to represent joy on the inside. How are you going to draw if every time somebody see you, your face is all wrinkled up? Every time somebody see you, you always going through. Well, what is the purpose of you serving God? Because they want to know where you say God's able. Why you always sour face? Why you always talk about your problems? Never hear anybody victory. Never hear about any deliverance. All I hear is about problems. Where is your God? Amen? You got joy. Amen? Work out your joy. Show us your joy. Praise God. Even when you at work and you know people can get on your last nerve and they say, you need to praise God because guess what? You got a job. And you, man, somebody want to take, somebody want that job that you have. So when that person gets on your last nerve, you can defeat the enemy by getting the praise. Well, Lord, I thank you. Lord, I thank you. But I want you to know that we have to know that the commandment has been given. That everything that have breath, praise the Lord, amen. Teach our children how to praise God, amen. They may not have the best clothes that they want, designer clothes. Teaching, you know what? You ought to be thankful for what you have. You ought to praise the Lord because you have what you have. Amen. You got to teach children how to what? Praise the Lord. How are they going to praise the Lord and you never praise the Lord? How are they going to praise the Lord? Give. You know what? When we were little, how do we praise the Lord? Learn how to shout? Because we saw it. Our parents did it. Our parents praised the Lord. Our parents gave him the victory. Our parents let the Lord shout and use them. They saw. We saw with our own eyes what the Lord did. How are your children going to get there if you never allow yourself to praise the Lord and the Lord to come in to do what he needs to do for you? Amen. Every day, you just sitting there, you never get into the service. What would it take for you to let go, let God, and let this praise just ring out? Amen? What would it take? Because we don't know what could happen when we walk out the next second. We don't know what could happen the next minute. You've got to get your praise while you can. But I want you to know, saints of God, it already made a way. The Lord already said in another scripture, I'm trying to say one, it said, but if you don't cry out, I already brought this beforehand to preach it, and I gave every member here that was here that day, I said, put this in your hand. Because if you don't cry out, this will. I don't know if you think about how tiny you can get a rock, but if you don't do your job, it will what? It will take your place and cry out. It will. I don't know about you, but I don't need no rock to take my place and cry out. While I have a breath, I'm going to yada. Amen. While I have breath, I'm going to yada. I want to encourage you to yada. Come into the service prepared to already eat the When you come to the service, you should be already have did some yada in your car, yada at home, so that when you get to the service, you are already in the yada spirit. The song should have to pump you up. The preaching should have to preach you up. The word of God will, yes, it will definitely lift you up, clean you up, save you up, but you should be already ready for worship, already in the yada spirit. It begins at home. It begins at home, on the way. So by the time you get to the chapel, you already know. You already there. Amen. So we thank God today because what we're going through, what are we in this constant? See, the devil gets mad when you yada him. So when you're going through, and you can't make it to the time, and we're supposed to start. Yada. When you're going through and you got stomach pains, because we are trying to get something from the Lord. That's the reason for going